couple of things we like to recognize on Fridays. First, a couple of our black jerseys that were awarded today. Offensively, Jake Matthews and Justin Hardy. Justin both offensively and on teams. And then on the defensive side, well, I guess he's both ways really, is Tani Tupou and Duke Riley. And, you know, the term iron sharpens iron and getting one another ready, thought that was really evident with those guys this week. Today was the last speed day, you know, that we were going to get a lot of our work, and we did that down in the red zone. That's going to be an important part of this game, like all are, making sure offensively, you know, when we're down there, we can convert those to touchdowns. And then defensively, we got our work cut out for us. It's a good team down there, know how to execute, and so we want to spend the extra time doing that. Past that, the team had a good week in terms of our preparation and how we're going. So as we're heading into it, I think the only you know, person, you know, on the injury report that we're, you know, listing still is in limited for today was Levitre. Past that, everybody looked really good.
How does he project for the game, and how did Tevin look project, and how's he projected?
Yeah, Tevin looked great. He looked really fast, led in the stuff that we tried to feature him in. The fresh legs are real, so he really has speed and intent about how he goes. I thought Andy looked good. You know, we really, you know, kind of took him through a whole week, too, from Wednesday to Thursday to Friday. He even got a little bit of padded work Wednesday, which he needed. And then I'll go back and look at the film tonight, you know, as we go through. But did a little bit of extra each day, so we're encouraged by for him, too.
Ryan Schrader said something when we talked about how they're dealing with the crowd. He said that Matt Ryan whispers throughout the week.
And he does, yeah.
Whether it's walkthrough or in the huddle. How did you feel like the team prepared for that?
Yeah, when you you know, get ready to go on the road, you've heard obviously the music that we have. So on a lot of the times we'll get that loud, but then we also stress that with Matt too, to say where he really, you know, in the huddle whispers it, or at the line of scrimmage, just knowing how difficult that is. So and then because we have, you know, the veterans we do at quarterback and at center, even when you're in silent, you can use a couple of different cadences. So you still call them cadences when you're in silent. But how do you do that in different ways so a defense can't time those up? So they've worked hard at that part, you know, to making sure that part of our strength is the way that we come off the ball. And we've got to make sure that we do it, you know, both when we're at home and on the road. And we worked hard at that this week.
Anyone else?
Is there ever, you know, I know we talk all the time about how Julio's a warrior or anything like that. Is there ever a concern with his explosion when it comes to the ankles, you know, that he's not going to have that explosion that you want? Or you're like, hey, you know what? We've been through this before.
Yeah, I think I'm more in the lines that we've been through this before. I don't ever think his explosion's a bad thing. So I would say, like, his explosion, even if it wasn't that Julio explosiveness, would be pretty much world class in a lot of ways. So he looked good. You know, that's an important part of his game, you know, and all kidding aside. So we really try to watch his gait and see, you know, is he limited in any way? And he looked really strong in that. And so if you have the strength, generally, you can really trust it, Vaughn, to put your foot in the ground and be aggressive and go. So that's usually what I look for. And any time we've had to hold him, it's maybe when we're watching, we say, I don't see you putting it in the ground and trusting it like you do. So on days like today, when I don't see any hesitation and real trust, then I know he's worked hard to get the strength back in. Because that's usually like when you have a sprain or, you know, a strain of a, you know, an injury, that's that strength that you're trying to work back, and you look good today.
Following up on what she's asked about the noise,
sure.
Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I was over in the media room. It seemed like it was louder than you've had it at practice. Is that true?
I don't know if it was louder. I've definitely asked for it to go as loud as it possibly can go. Okay. So it may have just been on the day that we were inside. Or were we practicing outside at the time?
Today. I heard
that. No, you might have just liked the song, you know, and you were probably feeling it that way. So it was because, yeah, we asked, you know, our DJ to make it as loud as possible. Sometimes I'll point, you know, on some certain third downs because, let's be honest, those are the times in the game it gets ramped up. But those are also, you know, kind of vintage Matt Ryan, you know, crowd, blitz, third down, all into it. The communication, like, it's your most competitive moments, and they're a lot of fun to be in.
Cool. Thank you guys for
sharing. All right, you guys have a good one. We'll see you down there. All right.